Kim Burdick.
Thank you, Senator Akaka. I bring you greetings from volunteers in 9 states and the District of Columbia, and many of them are here. Please stand so they can see everybody from W3R, and also to our friends from Dobbs Ferry. Dobbs Ferry proves my point, which is that everybody wants to be part of the action. We love the Washington Rochambeau Revolutionary Route, and their very carefully prepared testimony and history is a great testament to the power and the magic of this route. We are strongly in favor of Senate Bill 686 and H.R. 1286, ensuring the creation of the Washington Rochambeau National Historic Trail. It's a many-faceted jewel. It's patriotic, it's educational, it's an economic development tool, and it's a heritage tourism dream. The W3R is a positive and healthy environmental conservation and heritage stewardship project. This historic trail follows old roads and old towns and cities, and it can easily partner with greenways and blueways. The W3R basically needs no extra land. It has local, county, and state government assistance and international support. It extends an olive branch to France, and it pleases old history teachers like myself. It's a wonderful project, and it is a legacy we wholeheartedly ask you to embrace. The Washington Rochambeau National Historic Trail traces a 685-mile route that thousands of Allied American and French Revolutionary War soldiers and their baggage train followed to defeat the British at the Battle of Yorktown. Beginning in Newport, Rhode Island, these Allied troops followed the King's Highway, an unpaved rural road south through 9 states, through Connecticut, New York, including Dobbs Ferry, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and the then not yet created District of Columbia into Virginia. The soldiers relied on the kindness, the patriotic fervor, and sometimes the avarice of American citizens they encountered along the way. Their success at the Battle of Yorktown, resulting in the surrender of British General Cornwallis on October 19, 1781, marked the unofficial end of the American Revolution. After the Battle of Yorktown, these intrepid souls walked back home, ending their trek in Boston on Christmas Eve, 1782, when the remaining French soldiers sailed home. W3R USA members know the National Park Service with its expertise, its technical services, and its professional strength and organizational ability is needed to help make this National Historic Trail an enduring source of national pride. We know, and the employees of the National Park Service know, that people are fascinated by this National Historic Trail and that Americans love walking in the footsteps of history. We know because we created it. We have people here who actually walked all the distance, 685 miles last year, stopping at Congress and also at Walter Reed Hospital to visit the soldiers. We know because we have done special 225th anniversary projects in every state, and I have with me Marilyn Whittington, the executive director of the Delaware Humanities Forum, who can tell you how very well we leveraged money, tiny bits of money, to create magnificent programs to bring a line on a map alive. W3R volunteers in each state work together using their own resources, their own grocery money to put on these programs, these public events. In Delaware, we had a Hike the Pike Day where an 80-year-old man walked the 10 miles of the first leg of our stretch of the route in 140 minutes and lived to tell the tale. This creation of this National Historic Trail is a good, tangible way to show the citizens that government officials are indeed proud to be Americans and proud of American history. In the process of planning and preparing 225th Yorktown Campaign anniversary celebrations in all 9 states and D.C., our volunteers learned that grassroots citizens of both parties were disturbed that the leader seemed to blow off America's 225th anniversary. We learned that most Americans are interested in real stories about American history. Ordinary citizens, gas station attendants, grocery clerks, school teachers, insurance salesmen, artists, writers, state and county policemen, and National Guardsmen took matters into their own hands. They joined together to help W3R USA mark America's 225th anniversary. Your constituents made the W3R come alive. local, city, county, and state governments in the 9W3R states and D.C. and France contributed time, money, and volunteers to this effort. Some of the projects were very sophisticated. Others were simple acts of love. There was no real money for this. We just did it. Historic house museums and private homes opened their doors for lectures and tours. Special Rochambeau dinners and colonial balls were held. Jacquet's right across Virginia was recreated. In Rhode Island, the president of the Naval War College gave a heartwarming 225th anniversary speech in French, and David McCullough spoke from the heart of the important role the French soldiers and the French citizens of the 13 colonies played in fighting for our independence. I personally have been very touched and humbled by the interest and enthusiasm, the passion that people in these small villages and towns along this 9-state route have for this project. I'm delighted to have had this opportunity to address you, and I most sincerely ask you to join in this constituent-pleasing endeavor. This is a National Historic Trail like no other. It comes to you with its own fan club. Thank you very much.